Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. It's a Monday, and that unfortunately means we have to talk about Detroit Lions football with Brady Beaton, who you have to be suicidal at this point. Wow. Now that the last place 3-5-1 Detroit Lions have lost to the Bears, and now we don't know about Matthew Stafford and his injury, which was reported to be broken or fractured bones in his back. And we, again, it was enough that on Sunday, the morning of the game, the Lions decided that he wasn't cleared to play. They had to go with Jeff Driskel, who I'd never heard of, at quarterback. I won't say that Jeff Driskel was horrible, but I will say that you're not going to win a lot of NFL football games with Jeff Driskel.
No, and what this does, though, which I like, very clearly paints what this season's going to be. It's not going to be this, they won this game. If they can win two more, then they're in the playoff hunt. Or, if they win this one, now we know they're a bad team now. Have they had bad luck with injuries? Yeah. But let Matt Stafford get healthy. Sit him at home. Play Jeff Driskel. Bottom this out, because you're 3-5-1. You're not rattling off seven straight wins or whatever you need to do to make the playoffs. You literally can't lose another game, and that's not going to happen. So let Matt Stafford sit and just prepare for next year. It's sad, but prepare for next year.
So Ty Johnson gets hurt, and he wasn't actually tearing it up to begin with.
Right.
And the run game is in shambles again. When your quarterback is your leading rusher, you have a bad run game. Okay. And DJ McKissick is nothing more than another Theo Riddick, who we all know couldn't do 10 or 15 carries
right.
a game. That doesn't work. So with Paul Perkins getting carries on fourth down and short yardage, you know you've got a bad run game.
100%. Again, when your starting running back and your starting quarterback are both hurt, you kind of have an out there. But, yeah, it's been struggling. And, I mean, is there any reason why you wouldn't just IR Matthew Stafford right now?
For me, no. I mean, and I don't know exactly what's going on with it. He practiced all week. He's talking like he would have played if they told him that he could play.
That's the reports I heard, is that the team doctors would not clear him.
Yeah.
So if you're Bob Quinn, and it seems to be that their job security is fine, they're not in danger of losing, especially with your starting quarterback out.
Yeah, now you have an excuse to go and say, hey, look, you know, well, we would have done better, but Matthew got hurt.
Yeah, so you go, okay, Matt, get healthy. Take the rest of the season off. You're on IR. We're going to bottom out. We're going to have a top 10 pick. We're going to get another thing around you. We're going to get you another offensive lineman or get you another running back or something. Because a lot of this team's coming back. It's not like this is the end of the line for this team. Almost everyone on this team is signed through at least next year. So that's not a concern. If you think the team, when healthy, is good enough to win, then yeah, you have them for next year, and then you can add some things, and you have cap room. Why would you not IR Matthew Stafford right now?
I have a question here, because obviously if you're IRing Matthew Stafford, it's to get him healthy for the future because he's your guy in the future. So let's just say you get a top five pick.
You
wouldn't take a quarterback with the top five
pick? I never said that.
Or you would take, what would you take?
I would really have to, I can't answer that in good faith. Because I would have to really look at what there is. You might get Chase Young, who might be the best defensive player to come out in a long time. And that's, he is unreal at Ohio State. I would have to take a good long look at these quarterbacks. You have Tua, you have Justin Herbert, you have Jalen Hurts, all coming out this year. And I think I'm missing one. Those are three franchise potential quarterbacks. How do you not look at that and go, maybe I take him?
Yeah. Oh, what about Burrows? Is the kid at LSU a senior or no?
Yes. Yes.
Because actually, he might be the best of the bunch after watching him play against Alabama.
Made it look easy against Alabama. No, it's exactly right. It's, you would have to really look introspectively and go, all right, is Matthew our guy? Because he's going to be, what, 31 next year, 32? Do we trade him? I know that's gonna be coming up a lot. Do you trade Matthew Stafford?
Well, you can't trade him if people think he's hurt.
If he gets healthy, you can figure it out. If he's hurt, if he's damaged goods, then if he can't play, which it doesn't sound like it's anything that bad, but you know, then you're drafting a quarterback anyway. But
let me ask you this: if you knew you were getting a top 10 pick, Brady.
Yep.
And you know the Chicago Bears are getting a top 10 pick, Brady. And they don't like Mitch Trubisky in Chicago.
What,
these
just
days.
Take a quarterback so they don't get him?
No. Trade them Matthew Stafford for their number one pick and get two top 10 picks. And would you do that? And would you be comfortable twice a season playing against Matthew Stafford?
I think if Matthew Stafford was on the Bears, they would win the division. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could. I really think if Matt Stafford was on the Bears, they would be 7-2, something around there. Because Mitch Trubisky's bad. He's really, really bad.
Except when he plays the Lions.
He wasn't good.
No, but he threw three touchdown passes out of nowhere after what they had 28 yards of total offense, and then all of a sudden, three straight drives, he's throwing touchdown passes over the Lions' defense and making them look bad. And it was enough to beat the Lions yesterday. I want to talk about the Kenny Golladay, who I think is a superstar, but who I also think let the Lions down yesterday. He had two bad drops late in the game when oddly enough, somehow the Lions still had a chance to win the football game. And I know they weren't great, perfect throws by Driscoll. One was a little high, one was a little behind him. But Kenny Golladay is the type of player who's got to make that catch for you. He's got to be the one guy on the field that makes the play for you, and he missed two.
No, you're exactly right. And you give a guy a pass. He did. He 100% did. He's done enough where you can go, okay, that you get one. There's your one. Move on. I'm not going to kill the guy over it. He's been so good all year. You have one bad game in a bad spot. It's not good, but I'm not going to kill the dude over it.
All right. You're more forgiving than I am these days. Well, I'm just cantankerous.
You want to know who I'm not going to be forgiving over? One Mark D'Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got to be gone now. Let me ask you this. Maybe if they beat Michigan, it saves him. But I can't see after Saturday's.
You were up 28-3 against Illinois.
Who's
and
awful.
The fighting Lovie Smiths, who has the best beard in sports, by the way. And you
I didn't recognize him.
And you lost.
Oh, it was horrible. And again, I get it. Teams make adjustments. But how in the world
do you go from
scoring 28 points in the first half and making it look easy to back to that horrible Spartan offense that can't do anything in the second half?
How do the D'Antonio defenders still say he shouldn't be fired? Listen.
And what happened to this great defense they're supposed to have? They're supposed to have one of the number one defense in the nation going into the season.
Mark D'Antonio is probably the best coach of the history of Michigan State University. He has done things that many coaches in the country haven't done. He had, what, 4 out of 5 double-digit win seasons? That will never be taken away from him. He did a great job. He brought Michigan State football back to relevance after decades of being meh, of being 7-5 and going to the Insight Bowl. But guess what?
People, be happy to get to the Insight Bowl this year.
People are scared. Oh, we don't want to be John L. or Bobby Williams. We don't want that to happen. You're already there. You've had one good season in the last, what, four? It's not one season. It's not a fluke. It is a pattern now. Mark D'Antonio bet on himself when he wouldn't fire his staff. And he's going to pay for it with his job. He should. Look at Lincoln Riley. He fired, I think it was Mark's, or not Bob's, Bob Stoops' brother. I can't think of his first name. After they lost to Texas. Just gone immediately, one game. You see Nick Saban constantly having different coordinators when people aren't getting the job done. Urban Meyer just going through. Even Jim Harbaugh is trying to get different people in there. And you're trying to bet on the same staff. You're going down with the ship. He had a chance. Multiple off seasons. Instead, he goes, all right. So like this radio station's failing. He goes, Dennis, go work in sales. And then he grabbed a salesperson and said, you go to marketing. And then grabbed someone from there and put him on your slot and said, let's see if this works.
Probably would. Probably be a really good show, actually. I don't think I'd be able to sell much, but
no.
Probably the show would improve. Yeah, he's in trouble, and I am so disinterested in this year's Michigan-Michigan State game because I'm now convinced that even though I don't have too many kind words to say for Michigan, and I think it's, well, big deal, they're still going to lose to Ohio State, but I think Michigan's going to win that game, and I think it might get ugly.
I think Michigan's going to put a bullet in the Spartan head. And if Michigan embarrasses Michigan State, is that the final nail in the coffin? If it's 35-6, if they can't move the ball, because I bet you Michigan State does not, I would be shocked if the Spartans got to 20 points.
Oh, I would be shocked too, number one, because their offense is so bad and because Michigan's defense has been better. It's been getting better. Not good enough to beat Ohio State, but nobody, they shouldn't be ashamed of that either, to be quite honest about it, because nobody can beat Ohio State.
As much as I rail on Jim Harbaugh and saying he's not the guy to win national titles or Big Ten titles, Mark D'Antonio has been worse these past couple years. And if you're a recruit, you go, let's say you have a kid and he's the number one receiver in Michigan. How do you go up to him and go, hey, come play for us? And he goes, looks at your film and goes, why would I come play for this? You haven't done anything to change. I have Oklahoma calling me who has had three Heisman quarterbacks and has an explosive offense, and I'm going to get 1,000 yards in three seasons I play.
Can't argue it. Can't argue it. I'll give you the last word today.
Just think about this. If you could only keep one coach, Harbaugh, D'Antonio, Patricia, which one do you keep?
At this point, I keep Harbaugh.
Wow. Interesting. All right.
He's got the best record, and at least his team has shown some life and some resilience.
And I don't know if I disagree with you.
You know, I can't say the same about the other two guys. All right, Jeremy Skiba is going to join us in the next segment, and we'll talk a little Prowler hockey when we come back on the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.